You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. About a dozen people marched around the state office building Thursday, calling on the governor and lawmakers to properly fund housing programs for those with a mental illness. They've been holding these weekly marches for the past month as part of a statewide Bring It Home campaign. Director of Residential Programs at CNY Services, Tracy Lord Mortis, says the governor's proposed $10 million increase in funding for mental health issues falls far short.
There's 40,000 units of mental health housing across New York State. So you can imagine the $10 million, also kind of given how far behind inflation we are, we haven't gotten a significant increase in over 10 years, a significant enough increase to get us to where we need to be.
Lord Mortis says without proper housing, those with mental illness can't get the support they need and end up in and out of hospitals or even jail. Longtime activist Agnes McRae says it can become a vicious cycle.
The justice system cannot be the answer. It's not the cure-all and all. And it's sad to see how many are there with nowhere to go. They're back on the streets.
The advocates are hoping lawmakers allocate more funding for mental health housing during the final week of budget negotiations. The state budget deadline is April 1st. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.